investigators are trying to learn more about Edward Archer, the man suspected of firing a barrage of bullets at a Philadelphia police officer last night. Officials are calling it an execution attempt. The officer is in stable condition. WHYY's Bobby Allen has been following the story and has the latest on the suspect, who told police that he has pledged allegiance to the Islamic State.
No one knows how seriously to take Archer. In terms of extremist ties, sources say that very well could be made up. Investigators just aren't sure. Briefing reporters, Mayor Jim Kenney says surveillance footage of the ruthless shooting by a man in a white gossamer robe is chilling.
In no way, shape, or form does anyone in this room believe that Islam or the teaching of Islam has anything to do with what you've seen on that screen. That is abhorrent. It's terrible.
Likewise, Police Commissioner Richard Ross warned against leaping to any conclusions. He says Officer Jesse Hartnett suffered a broken arm and nerve damage in the barrage of fire. Ross calls Hartnett's survival astonishing.
Absolutely amazing that that's all he sustained. I cannot explain how he escaped that. Nothing short of miraculous, and we're thankful for that.
The police commissioner says Hartnett, who was somehow able to return fire, did exactly as he should in that situation.
I don't know that he could have done anything different. In fact, I know he couldn't have. I mean, who would expect that someone would try to gun you down in that fashion, walk up on top of you, stick their arm in the window, and continue to fire multiple shots?
One key question now is, how did the suspect get the gun? Police say the firearm was stolen from a city police officer's house in 2013, but how many hands it passed since then is unknown. Archer, who is slightly wounded, is in police custody and is expected to be charged soon. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.